If you want to learn why some people are more productive than everyone else, then listen to this. I've been seriously pushing for the past few years that one of the most important skills in the world is the skill to create your own energy. Here's why I believe that's true. Energy comes from two places, inside and outside. You create energy from the inside and you catch energy from the outside. The main difference between creating energy and catching it is control. When you create energy, the source is you, which gives you control. But when you catch energy, the source is your environment, and that gives it control. Now, catching energy can have an amazing effect. You know, just feel the excitement of a couple having their first kid, or see the effort your best friend puts into a hard workout, or go to a game and hear the crowd erupt after somebody scores a touchdown. That energy is contagious, and that's the danger, because the energy around you doesn't always work for you. Sometimes it does, like those examples that I just gave, but most days it doesn't work for you. The energy that surrounds you at work or on the road or online or at home is usually some combination of impatience, impulsiveness, boredom or fear, jealousy, blaming, complaining, or just general irritation. I'm not suggesting that these awful things are surrounding you all the time. But I am suggesting, and I am observing, that these forms of negative energy, they are constantly around you, us, and they have the potential to capture your attention and your interest. These forms of energy are persuasively appealing. And if you can't create your own energy, then you're going to catch the energy in your environment and from the people who are in it. And this gives them a certain amount of control over you. It means that you end up as a prisoner of the mood in your office or even in your own home. It's also how I believe most people currently think and how they live. But I also believe that there's a better way. I don't believe that you are a prisoner of your circumstances. Don't be a prisoner of your circumstances. You control the energy that you choose to create for yourself, regardless of the situation. Environments, just like people, are unstable and unpredictable. The world is crazy and we are even crazier. You and I cannot rely on our environment to give us the energy that we need to do disciplined things. And we can't rely on other people to give us that energy either. That energy has to come from you. The energy has to come from me. If you rely on external sources of energy to motivate you and to move you, that countdown clock is already ticking towards your eventual failure. And if you learn how to create your own energy, then you're going to be in the best possible position. You can confidently endure those bad or difficult situations that derail other people, and then you can capitalize on those positive momentum swings that you're going to experience around you because you're prepared to be opportunistic. Some people call this learnable skill luck. Well, now you know better. Everything is training for something. Do the work. Hey, everybody. I want to interject here for 30 quick seconds and tell you about the Daily Discipline community. This podcast is a great resource and will always be free, as will my email and all the videos on YouTube. But if you want to take it to the next level, if you want to invest in yourself and get serious about how you apply what you are hearing here, then the Daily Discipline community is the place to do that. Go check it out at dailydiscipline.com/community. Real quick, before we sign off, listening and subscribing to this podcast, it demonstrates your confidence in us to bring you meaningful content every day and your confidence in me personally. I pour my heart and my soul into this work, and all the confidence that you show by listening and subscribing, writing reviews, and sharing with the people that you care about means the world to me and my entire team. We value your trust, and we will continue to work every day to justify that confidence that you've shown in us. As always, if you want more options for daily discipline, you can always listen right here on the podcast. Every episode is also available on video on my YouTube channel. You can just search Brian Kite on YouTube, or if you want to go directly to the address, it's youtube.com/tbriankite. And of course, where it all started a few years ago, you can subscribe to my daily discipline email newsletter, totally free, just like this podcast. You can subscribe to that daily email newsletter at dailydiscipline.com. If you want to support this podcast, the absolute two best ways are, number one, write a review on iTunes. I can't tell you how important that is and how much it excites us every time we see a new one. And number two is share your favorite episodes with your teammates, your friends, and the people you think would get value from it. And the third, and maybe the most fun way to support this podcast, is to post your favorite messages on Twitter. Tag me at @tbriankite and use the hashtag dailydiscipline. We appreciate you allowing us to support you. And thank you for supporting us.